Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello again, everyone.
We are on the third issue of the Crisis on the Infinite Earths comics.
I was looking at your...
I see that. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes for this story, and then the episode prior to that for the pre-Crisis Monitor appearances. So let's go into this one, and we start out with the Monitor
working on...
Well, he's
inspecting,
examining
Alex Luthor, yep. Who is the child from Earth 3.
Well, now he looks like he's kind of young teen.
Probably just before he's a teen.
But
he basically says, you know, hey, he's got, you know, both matter and antimatter, you know, blah, blah, blah.
While he's working on that, Harbinger is like, okay, I'm going to go to the other because I have to report to him what's going on. And she basically says it's almost time to strike him. He is almost at his weakest right now. I believe they haven't said it yet. Did they say in this one? There's only five Earths left?
No, not yet. I don't think that.
Okay, let's skip that part.
But you've got Psycho Pirate down here who's like, she's unstable. Let me just, you know, do you want me to make her fall in love with you? Do you want me to make her, you know, devoutly loyal? And the Shadow Dude is like, dude, shut the fuck up or I'm just going to, you know, beat the fuck out of you and replace you.
Yeah. Yeah, because he needs the Psycho Pirate for something in particular. And the Psycho Pirate keeps saying, like, hey, no, I'm here for this reason. Let's just tell me. I'll help you out. Do whatever you want.
Do whatever.
Just give me something to do.
I just want to suck somebody's emotions up, you know,
yeah.
And then, you know, blast some people.
Mm-hmm.
We go over to the Flash, who's running around basically.
In the future,
and everything's destroyed.
Yep. Or being destroyed.
Being destroyed, yeah.
And he sees in the future the antimatter wave coming in.
And he's like, oh, I've got one chance, and I gotta. And then he disappears.
He vibrates.
Vibrates, yeah. So he's.
That's important.
Yeah.
We go back to the present, and we've got the Teen Titans and the Outsiders helping to, I guess, save people at the moment.
I had no idea who the Outsiders were.
I knew
Kitana was because she was on the TV show.
Gotcha.
Actually, no, she's in the movie.
She's on the TV show as well, on the Arrow.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. She was, but she was also in
She actually just came back in the recent episode.
Oh. Yeah. But she's also in the Suicide Squad.
Yep.
Yeah. But they...
They're helping save people from... All these buildings that are falling apart, which, okay, makes sense.
Yeah, that's what they
Superman
do.
And Batman show up.
Superman saves Donna from being crushed by a building.
Mm-hmm. And also stops Starfire from firing at
the
antimatter because it's not doing any good. Which, she's concerned because she thinks her family's dead because this is happening, which
yeah,
is
probably,
a fair concern.
Yeah.
But while this is going on, we have another appearance of the Flash, similar to what Batman saw earlier.
Dude, and I love Batman's eyes.
Well, this is different because he's not as withered.
Yeah, he's still in full... He's still his full person. He's just like, guys, you know, I need to warn you. This is what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Like, something's happening in the future, and everything's going to unravel. And
then, speaking of unraveling, like, I don't know what the hell's supposed to be happening to him right here.
Well, so the implication is that the antimatter wave hit him.
Gotcha.
That's the implication. But the way it actually looks is that he is being torn apart almost, like stretched.
Yeah.
Like when you take Silly Putty and just stretch it out to where it's super thin.
And then you slap it on newspaper.
Oh, yep. Yeah, kind of. But yeah, it's that. Like he's just being...
His particles
are being stretched to their limits. We will find out later this issue or next issue what actually happened to him. We go over to Brainiac and he sees what's happening out in the universe.
And he's like, recruited teenage gravity. Oh.
He's basically, I'm not going to say he's scared because he's a robot, but
It does say, yet now, for the first time since his conversion, Brainiac experiences fear.
Yeah, he knows that
he oiled himself.
Whatever's happening, he cannot stop. We
pop over to 1944 in Markovia.
Yep.
And you've got the losers fighting the Nazis. And then
this is also where one of the monitors' towers is.
Yeah,
at.
Which is why it's relevant.
Yep.
Geo Force, is that his name?
Yep.
Okay. Shows up and he's like, "This is my hometown. I'm gonna fuck up some Nazis too." And the blue and Polaris, Dr. Polaris, is like, "Yeah, let's go fuck some people up." And then Blue Beetle's like, "Guys, aren't we supposed to be protecting this thing? I'm the only one without powers. Why am I the only one protecting this thing?"
Is that what you're talking about? Two powerhouses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got like these two, you know, guys that are like, I mean,
Ted Kord is a brilliant man.
Which is great, but that doesn't help him. Yeah, he really doesn't. But I guess it does help because he's like, "Hey, idiots, we're supposed to be protecting this."
But we also have the losers.
They're like, "Hey, let's protect this
with
thing.
With this, the haunted tank."
Yeah.
I'm not, I said this in the pre-crisis appearance episode. GI Combat, which is where they're from, which is where their comic really is. That's a weird comic, man. So weird.
The Losers, the only thing I have for The Losers is the movie.
Which is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, so similar to what was going on, the tower needs to be protected. Shadows pop out. They kill a few of the losers.
We find out that the Blue Beetle's got this scarab that apparently protects him from them, but in order for it to kill the shadows, they have to touch him, and it hurts him every time they touch him.
Yep, so... Yeah, what ends up happening is Monitor is seeing all this, and he's like, "All right, well, Blue Beetle's, he's hurt, he's done his purpose. Let's send him back and send back the other one," referring to Salivar,
because
he got injured saving Commandy.
Yep, which I thought was funny as hell right here, because like Blue Beetle's literally falling off the side of this huge ass spire, and he's like, "Oh, time to send him back."
I mean, it's good that Monitor was watching.
Except my thing is like, so does he? Wherever he shows up, does he show up? And he's just like, bam, like right where. And his teammates
I'm hoping
like,
it's like
the fuck, dude,
like a foot off the ground and not
did anybody see it? It's a good thing he's got that hard carapace, because
we go to the Old West, where we're introduced to Jonah Hex and his crew.
I don't know who Batlash is.
Yeah, I don't know a lot.
The only person I've known here was Jonah Hex.
Yeah, and I've heard of Tomahawk. I've heard of a lot of them.
I noted this in my notes was. Okay. Cowboys and Indians and Jonah Hex. Because I had no idea who they were.
No, you're not wrong.
And then Simon, Cyborg, Green Lantern, Firebrand show up. And they...
same thing.
Yeah, they start fighting. But then Green Lantern finds out that his lantern ring's not working.
Yep.
Which is because the Guardians had been, you know...
Correct. So now he's kind of out of commission. He's like, which is ironic because he does fly in.
Yeah, that threw me off right there. But he's actually using his power ring for a little bit there.
Yeah.
So what I'm wondering is if this happens at the same time as, you know, like...
And it might. And it also may be a delay.
Probably could have been...
He could have had the charge, or maybe... Yeah. Who knows?
Well, he says they should have had a whole day's charge or half a day's charge left on his ring. Which I also didn't know that they had to charge their rings.
Yep, every time. Every time, like... Because that's been put in situations where the ring is almost dead, but they're having to fight some big bad.
Here's my last blast of power.
When they have to actually, like, they have to whip out their lantern and take the ring.
That sounds so wrong when you say it.
Take the ring and put it up to it to charge it and say the oath. So,
how fast can they say the oath?
As fast as they need to charge it.
They've got memorized about it. They're just like, and they're just like, boom. Yeah.
They win.
So if the Flash was a Green Lantern.
We'll get there.
Really?
Right, here's a Blue Lantern.
Which one's blue?
We'll get there. That's years down the road. I'll let you borrow the books so you can read them, but that's years down the road.
Okay, so anyways,
after the Old West, we go back to the future. I see what I did there.
Where the Legion of Superheroes is fighting the Nothing.
Yep, and I mean, they can't really do shit about it. They lose a couple of their people because that's what happens.
Who's Kid Psycho, by the way?
No idea, don't care.
Good, okay.
That's not true, I care.
I was going to look him up, but I was like, it doesn't seem important, so I just ignored it.
And that's the thing, like, anybody... If they weren't somebody I already knew in this story, I didn't even attempt to
look. See, that was my thing, though. I don't know anybody in these other than, like, main...
Yeah, you
know,
that's what, yeah.
So well, like, yes. I was trying to look him up.
And I know some of the
When
odd
I saw
ones.
Him, I'm like, you know what? I was like, he doesn't really seem important, so I'm not going to look him up.
Well, especially when he gets knocked out in front of the wave and then gets taken over by the wave.
Yeah.
He definitely wasn't important. I believe... I will say that almost everybody that quote-unquote dies, they come back because after this, DC, you know, reformats everything and they restart everything.
Oh, by the way, retro. So, well, and even at the end of this, there's a bunch of retro.
Yeah, they talk about some things, and we'll we'll touch on that at the end. Yeah.
The important thing here is the Harbinger kills.
No.
Gets ready to kill.
Yeah. So the monitor is. He's watching on. He's like, "Oh man, I my plans are starting to fall apart." Like he's moving faster than
to set up everything.
And then the Harbinger shows up and is like, "It's time for you to die." And that's how we end the issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Crisis on Infinite Earths.